Kevin, it's all about Trump and his inauguration and the changing landscape as he takes office. What does it mean for us as South Africans?
Well, at this stage, we don't know. We know that he's going to want to implement a huge number of executive orders and do that fairly quickly, because essentially he's a one-term president, right? And also, it's more than that, because 2 years from now, you have the midterm elections and the composition of the U.S. Congress may well change. So you get a distinct feeling that he doesn't want to hang around, that he doesn't want to take time to build a consensus, to get Congress fully on board, to negotiate with all the different political groupings. He has got some clear ideas about what he wants to implement. He's clearly drafted a whole lot of executive orders, and he'll be looking to try and implement those as quickly as possible. So the expectation is that literally on the day of his inauguration and in the days following that, he will issue these executive orders. Now, he's got the ability to do that without approval from Congress, not for everything, but for quite a broad range of areas. He can simply write an order from his desk, sign it, send it out, and that effectively becomes law. And so he can make significant changes to things like oil exploration and the deregulation of oil extraction. He can change import duties and decide to levy import duties on any particular country or on a whole range of countries. He can change immigration laws. There's a huge range of things. And we think that if you're going to issue 100 plus executive orders within a couple of weeks, then this is going to be fairly broad based. And it's clearly going to focus on trying to put the U.S. first, trying to put U.S. business at the center, trying to deregulate the U.S. economy effectively, make it easier to do business, to allow for more mergers and acquisitions, to allow for easier extraction of mineral oil, basically go and extract oil out the ground. So a myriad of things he's going to focus on. What we've got to work out, so what does this mean for the world economy? Because we're going to get caught up in any negative effect of his ideas with regards to import duties, the impact that may have on global trade, the initiation of global trade wars. South Africa being a small open economy, if there's an emergence of a major trade war between China and the United States or between the United States and Europe, etc., we will lose out in that type of environment. And so it can be quite disruptive for a small open economy.
You do a lot of scenario planning. How do you anticipate this all panning out? Is it going to be net negative or net positive for us in South Africa?
So I think that for, let's start with the U.S., I think it's net positive. It's going to stimulate U.S. growth. It's going to reduce the cost of doing business, and it's going to encourage particularly small, medium business to expand and employ. So it's going to be good for the U.S. growth. I think it's going to set up for more antagonism between the major trading regions, between particularly China and the United States and between the United States and part of Europe. But I do think that a lot of the trade tariffs are going to be there for negotiation purposes. In other words, I think that you could find him announcing tariffs and then reversing that once he sat and negotiated different conditions, different business investments, etc. You could find a lot of those types of duties are reversed. So I'm not all that negative about what it means for the rest of the world and for emerging markets. Obviously, there's always a concern that he could eliminate our preferential trade access to the United States. I personally don't think that's a high probability. I think it's too small in the life of the U.S. to really concern themselves with it. And I think that what we've got to do is be very clear on how we align ourselves politically. What we've tended to do is shift our political bias towards Russia and towards China, even though we say we have a neutral stance. In reality, we tend to not do that. And I think what we've got to try and come across is being truly neutral, which means we've got to be favorable towards the West, towards the United States, as much as towards Russia and China, and try and look for any opportunity that presents itself. So I'm optimistic that Trump's initiatives will effectively boost fixed investment, boost growth, and send a message to the rest of the world that the way to move your economy forward is not through this myriad of regulation that has been unfolding over the last couple of years, but rather you can make a bigger difference by simply deregulating and making it easier to do business. And I hope South Africa listens to that message.
And just from a geopolitical perspective, the impact that he's going to have on the global order when it comes to politics, just your thoughts there.
So I think his greatest strength is that he's unpredictable, and that unpredictability will keep a lot of countries on edge, because you simply don't know how he'll respond. He's not going to follow a typical playbook on diplomacy and negotiation, and he's willing to simply make decisions by himself and not necessarily wait until he's got Congress fully behind him. And so what I think that does is it unsettles the global order. I think what we need to see is, how does China respond to this? I think they've been waiting and biding them time to understand what Trump is about, but I don't think it's going to be completely adversarial. I think what he'll want to do is maybe make some strong announcements, maybe even implement some duties or tariffs, but then sit around a table and talk to the various entities to see if he can't come up with a better agreement. So I don't think this is about out-and-out conflict and the starting of a global trade war and making the world more disorderly. I don't think it's about that at all. I think it's about sitting with the various groupings and establishing a clear role and a clear benefit for the United States in all of these discussions. And I think that message will come across. And I think there will be an acceptance that the rest of the world needs to also give in terms of the role of establishing global order and global prosperity.
Kevin Lings, Chief Economist at Stanlib. Always a pleasure, sir.